Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It is the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's your boy DJ and ATL. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, every social media platform. Follow me at.
And y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby.
Make sure you follow the Real Atlanta Podcast as well.
Period.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Yes.
Every streaming platform that you can find
any Everything.
Podcast, we are on there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about J. Cole got a new album coming out?
Yes.
I heard about it
and mm-hmm. I seen it. And
March 14th.
It's just the name of it that gets me.
Off season?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Because it's like, I feel like with him, he's been working. Like, since, like, really, the pandemic happened, because I'm a J. Cole fan, but I'm a person that, like, when he released something that's fire, I'm on it. I'm not a person that released something and I'm just on a whole album. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, you just want the hits. You want the singles.
Yeah, and it's the album cover for me.
Whoa, ain't like released the album cover?
When, like, the basketball and all that, it's giving me whole Christian and whole, like, basketball vibe.
Yeah, that's who J. Cole's always been, though.
He's
always
like, that's been the vibes that he giving me.
I want to hear this because we haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing what's about it. Me is like he haven't released nothing. So it's like, what are you doing?
The last song that we really heard him on was the Young Thug, Young Thug and Travis Scott song.
What song?
London. Can you meet me there in London? We can find time. We can.
What he's
the first one rapping.
What he saying?
Suffolk navigate the grove with the cash grow. Get a nigga whack like you get the grass mold. Talking slick, running with the bitch slime. Can hit your bitch, you can never hit mine.
I never knew that, though. I never knew that. No, I never knew that.
Yeah, that was the first time.
I love J. Cole, though. Yeah. Like, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, they mine. Like,
really,
I love them when they rap. Like, they fire.
I'm really falling off of Kendrick, man.
You are?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to be a product of what have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I feel like it is. Like, I feel like it's he don't stay on the scene like that. He's a he's just like J. Cole. They go away. They make their music. Like they ain't with the limelight.
It's
shit.
Like they throw stuff at us and then
they go.
And eventually they go off the scene. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they doing. Then they throw stuff at us. Then they come. So, I feel like that's just them as people, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with that.
Like, because they like to be low-key. They don't like to be out in the open, especially J. Cole.
I mean, I'm with that, but like, I just don't like the fact that I don't hear you as much. So if I don't hear you, it's out of sight, out of mind. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Shit. But I am ready to hear that project. I think when you let an artist sit with themselves mm-hmm. and actually sit with their music, mm-hmm. that's when they create their best music.
Yeah.
So, we'll see, man.
I'm ready for it. I love J. Cole. I love Kendrick Lamar. So, mm-hmm. it's like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. I want to see like, who you got on
there. Shoot your shot. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see all that.
So, May 14th, that's next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's when they really release their records on the Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And it's a good summer, you know what I mean?
We ready. Because when I tell you, everybody is out here, like, people are outside.
Oh, yeah.
They said vaccinated, these vaccines are out, and they outside.
Yeah, we know. Some people be outside, you know what I mean?
People
are
not vaccinated.
And I'm not. Like, my granddad talked to me about it, they like, when you gonna get vaccinated? I'm not. Stop asking me that shit. My granddaddy. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not.
Ever?
I don't.
I said I might get in, like, maybe 2 years from now. Yeah.
As of now, I'm not doing it. Like, now I'm not doing it.
It ain't on my to-do list. No.
Because if a lot of people get vaccinated, we good.
Yeah.
We ain't really gotta. I mean,
but they say it's still gonna be out here, and they still can catch it. But they just won't. They just gonna carry it.
And then, but see, they have to get vaccinated every 10 months. So what's the difference between me not being vaccinated, and then you being vaccinated? But you gotta get that shit every 10 months.
Because the difference is when you vaccinate from it, you can still carry it, but you won't get sick from it. Us, if we catch that shit, we might get sick from that shit. That's the difference.
Which is stupid. Because you can still have it. So it's like, I don't understand
it. It's just up in the air, bro. Honestly, that shit is. And now it's the highest that it's ever been.
Yeah.
Because of India. They got like 20 million people that got it. You heard about YFN Lucci?
What happened?
He got caught with a racketeering charge. Yep.
What does that consist of, though?
It's a whole bunch of charges put together. So just say if, you know, you doing smuggling drugs, selling drugs, you done helped commit a murder, you've done all these things. Basically, it was a way
that's
that
everything.
So basically, just put it like this. You a kingpin drug lord. You one of the top people in the business, but you have other businesses that are like legit businesses. So basically, they created this racketeering is a way to go after organized crime. Because they had no way to go after those people, because if they just supplying the money but they ain't doing no crime, you can't go get them. Because they didn't do nothing. They ain't do no crime.
They created
racketeering to say, okay, now we can come after the organized crime, the bosses, because now we can say, oh, you did this, you did that.
But why are you doing this when you got so much money?
Can't let the street go, man. Can't let the street go.
So, what's the
charges?
Yeah.
I don't know. When they say racketeering, it's more than 10. It's something around there.
No, it's like 105 something.
Yeah, so it's more. I know when they call it racketeering, it got to be at least a certain amount of charges.
Up to 105 count indictment.
Yeah.
That resulted from a 6-month investigation.
And
includes racketeering, aggravated assault, murder, gun, armed.
But this is what you get though when you first get yourself in one thing and then you get in the, you know what I mean? They go keep coming after you till they get you.
Like leave that shit alone. Like, leave the streets alone. It's not worth it. You can have so much more.
I mean, but I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But at the same time, you got to understand, like, from his perspective, if all he know is the streets and he been doing it for the past 25 years and he been clean for the past 3, it's hard for you to, you know what I mean, just let that shit go. When you know what you're going to get out of this. Yeah. With the rap game, you don't know if you're going to be as successful as the J. Cole's and the Kendrick's and all these people. You just, you know, he big to us because we from Atlanta, but is he big to the world?
They saying that YFN was a subgroup of the Bloods based in Atlanta, centered around him.
Of course.
I mean, you got to move like
everybody
that.
Everybody is a gang. You know? Like, when it comes to rap, period, everybody is a gang. So it's like, they can't say he was centered around the Bloods because, you know, but I feel like that's what they're going to try to put that. They're going to try to put that just so he can, because Bloods and Crips are the two main groups that everybody, like, knows. So they're going to probably try to put him as, oh, he was a part of the Bloods. But it was probably bigger than that.
I think it's, you come from that environment.
Yeah.
All your friends are going to be that. Like, you can't avoid it. Like, these are my family and friends. It could be his cousins, you know what I'm saying? And then they trying to, like you said, throw that in on there.
Yeah.
And it's just, these are my kinfolk. These are people I love. Like, this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No, it's okay.
Yeah, so it comes down to just, they trying to get my boy, man. And if you don't stay away from that shit, it's over.
They already got him for one crime that he did.
Yeah.
So it's not
that's the thing.
That he did, but just one crime that happened. Mm-hmm. So it's like, now we finna...
Let's see
what else we finna get. Multiply. Let's see what else we can get you as. Yeah. Like,
you know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up, but you gotta move different when you start making money, man.
Yeah.
Because them folk will come after you and try to make an example out of you. Especially you black.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, now. You know that shit bad. You heard about Drake?
No.
He's accused of being a homewrecker.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't put nothing past Drake, man.
Yeah. I mean, hey, at this point.
Drake is all about all the bullshit, man. Mm-hmm. If it's one motherfucker that be on some bullshit... I give you 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tripping. Drake and goddamn Trey Songz. Them motherfuckers be on some bullshit when it come to women, boy.
And they don't give a fuck if you have a man. They don't care. At this point, they don't care.
Man. But what happened was, and Drake hasn't said nothing about it yet, but.
Of course.
Basically, they're saying is a man took. Mm-hmm. his wife. His wife is a singer. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be a singer. And mm-hmm. Drake flew both of them out. Mm-hmm. The boyfriend and the girlfriend. And the man came back and said he came back home. And he put out a tweet, a Instagram post, and said, imagine trying to support your wife and be there with her, with your fiance, for 8 years. Y'all done been together. Mm-hmm. And she go up here for a weekend. And, and now you don't have a wife no more. That shit crazy. Like,
well, okay, let's start from the jump. For one, you're asking for Drake to put her on. Drake.
What's wrong with that?
Drake. When any woman hears Drake's name, they're gonna be like, Drake.
Smitten. Yeah.
Drake. In my soldier boy. Drake. Like, they're gonna say Drake.
Yeah.
Number two, Drake is really not he is a producer kinda, but then again he not.
But he got a record label, he got, you know what I mean, he got artists.
Number three, what the fuck did you expect at this point? So, like, it's Drake. Okay, like, so what did you expect? It's Drake.
So if you were in her position, mm-hmm. right? And you wanted to go up there and, you know, mm-hmm. make a... You won't want White Mike to support that?
Yes. He gonna be there. He gonna be there 100% and I'm gonna be respectful.
See, that's where the difference is. He trying to get mad at Drake. You can't get mad at Drake. Drake don't owe you no loyalty.
You didn't need to be getting mad at your bitch.
Exactly.
Because she exactly. the one that ain't being she loyal.
Exactly.
Look at her.
What you mean?
She look like...
She like what?
A groupie.
What? How she like a groupie?
She like she look like one of these typical girls who... I mean, she look like his baby mama.
Hey, that's why he went out there, probably, shit.
Like, that she... I mean... You can't get bad at the nigga, though.
Was he white or black, the husband?
He looks like mixed or something, too.
Here's
his Instagram.
Damn, man. Got your girl snatched up. He look black. Well, yeah, he's something. He's something.
Look Colombiana. Yeah, Colombian. Something.
Damn, man. Got your girl snatched up, mm-mm. dog.
This is the post right here.
That's the post where he said
it? I am no longer with the person people think I'm together with. I'm no longer with 8 years I thought I was together with. Blah, 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 blah.
Who breast that is right there?
Where? Probably her. I don't know.
The hell he doing?
He working out.
Man, he just want people to click on that shit.
He doing he's too so damn sick. Much.
Yeah, he heartbroken.
You doing that, too much.
That's what happens when you're heartbroken. Look at that nigga. Look at that. He going crazy in the gym, boy. That nigga, look at him. He pissed. He going at it, boy. Look at that. That nigga's so heartbroken.
He's definitely heartbroken. Oh, he's definitely heartbroken.
Oh, yeah. He hot, bro.
Why you put titties there to get us
to get people to look at it? You already know.
He ain't shit.
But that's what you get.
You're the reason.
But he do music too. By the way.
So
that's why
you
put both of them out.
Damn, boy. That shit crazy. But yeah, he can't be mad at Drake, man. Drake don't owe you no loyalty.
Yeah.
You gotta check your girl, man.
Yeah.
I don't drink champagne, Poppy. That was his caption right
here. He clout chasing. It just seems like a whole bunch of clout.
Of course, that's why I say his girl got snatched up. He out here clout chasing.
Like,
and Drake really got it for real.
But think about it. If you was a real nigga, you wouldn't even say that. You wouldn't even be saying nothing. Mm-hmm. It don't even matter if your bitch was took. Because your bitch shouldn't even be took. If you really want to say it.
Yeah, man. You got to find you a girl that's about loyalty and not about, you know, the funds and doing that shit, man. Who was it? NBA Youngboy said it. He said, you need to find you a girl that's not about... Cause any man, it's more men or women that's more attractive than you. Mm-hmm. It's more to have more money than you. Mm-hmm. It's more to have all these things better than you. Mm-hmm. But you got this person off of loyalty. Mm-hmm. You can't lose. Mm-hmm. You can't lose. Mm-hmm. Unless you're doing some foul shit. But if you being up front and up respectful and doing everything you're supposed to do on your end, mm-hmm. and she's about loyalty, bro. She ain't going nowhere. She ain't impressed by the money. Like, she ain't impressed by that shit. And obviously, 8 years, you ain't know your girl, dog. Because the first chance she got at Drake, she took it. Mm-hmm. And No, damn well, you ain't finna be with this nigga. So it ain't like she saying like, oh, me and Drake finna be together. You saying like, shit, I just, for a weekend, I trade my 8-year relationship for a weekend with Drake. Mm-hmm. Damn. That's crazy.
She must be elite then.
But yeah, you don't know what Drake promised her and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But she chasing that limelight, man. Mm-hmm. She want that shit. That shit crazy. Like, people really be chasing attention and have that dream for themselves and cut anybody they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
That shit crazy. Oh, I don't know. Oh, that's ugly. Oh, do you know who Kawhi Leonard is?
Uh-huh.
You do? What you know Kawhi Leonard about? What do you know him about?
He was like...
I knew it. You know he about to come out with an album?
I gotta hear it.
What you
I gotta hear it.
Hear what? What is there to hear from Kawhi Leonard?
I gotta hear what he's saying because...
He barely talked. He wanna come out with an album.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Come You're not even a people's person.
Exactly. He coming out with an album.
He gonna be like, ha.
I just wanna know if he really rapping or is he just like DJ Khaled in the album. You know what I mean?
I think he DJ Khaled in the album. He gotta be producing. Because honestly, ain't nobody finna be.
What is it called? Culture?
Culture Jam.
Ain't
nobody finna be listening to that shit.
Right before Space Jam comes out.
What?
Ooh.
Look, he got NBA Youngboy and Rod Wave on there.
Oh, he must have paid some money then. That's all that tells me. He had to pay some money to be just coming out in.
This man would not let LeBron live, bro. Culture Jam. He's so subliminal, bro. That shit is crazy. Everything he do be like on some subliminal shit.
You think?
Yeah. Like he did with the commercials. Got the crown on the keys. All type of look. Yeah, he be doing little
so
slick
I had a
shit.
Question. I don't think he behind that shit, though. I feel like he just doing that shit because he...
I mean,
but
at this point,
your name
I feel like
on it, your name on it.
But at this point, I feel like he can just do it. He can just do it, just to do it, just to see what it's gonna do. At this point, in his career, I feel like he's at the point where he can just do it. I just want to see what it's gonna do, just to see what it's gonna do because he's fire at basketball. So he just gonna really do it to see. Oh, I just want to see what it's gonna do.
I'm cool with that, but the subliminals, man. He will not let LeBron live.
What he say?
So the movie Space Jam, mm-hmm. LeBron is in it. Mm-hmm. He coming out with this, what, the same week?
Mm-hmm.
Around the same time as Space Jam? It's called Culture Jam?
But what, though?
He probably just don't like LeBron.
Why he don't, know?
I don't know, shit. He just always doing little shots. He did a commercial, and the commercial was like, the new king's in town or some shit, and then he had the crown on the key. Like,
well, I don't know about all that, I feel like he pushing the limit with that.
I don't know what it is about. He probably want that headstone.
How you feel about Bill Gates and his wife getting a divorce?
Man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I feel like they done dealt with each other so long to the point they can't deal with each other bullshit no more.
Because
they've been doing bullshit since day one.
Yeah?
Yes. Even with this whole coronavirus thing, he predicted it. He put out all this stuff. Just with a lot of stuff they done, like.
I know with they funded half of the money for the corona relief.
Because they predicted the shit and they put it all together.
They told people to be aware of this shit and then nobody wanna listen.
I don't know. Mm-mm.
It's just crazy to me, man. Like all that money, bro. They said they ain't getting no money to their kids. Because if you give it to them, they gonna blow that shit. So you wanna put it in places. That's too much fucking money, honestly. You got that much
money. How much
money
was it?
How much money Bill Gates got?
Yeah.
Shit. He way up in the billions. He ridiculously in the billions.
Almost
130 billion. Oh, shit. 130 billion, nigga. Give me a...
Yeah. I rest my case. What? I'm done with the podcast today.
I mean, that is crazy.
That's a lot of money.
And just break that in half. What's that in half? 75? Yeah. No, that's less than 75. That's
76.
65, Taylor. 76. Half of 120 is 60. Shut up. Add 10 more, that's 30.
65.
65. So $65 billion you finna give to your wife for a divorce?
She's getting half.
More than likely, they've been together 28 years. She been here for all that shit. You think so? You think Bill Gates gonna wipe out? You take care of my shit.
Well, she has $60 billion herself. Oh, may leave with 60.
Exactly, that's half.
Plus what she already made on top of that.
Right.
$60 billion.
I'm pretty sure she's smart, and I hope she done.
Man, she done put up with Bill Gates shit for 28 years.
Yeah.
Shit.
Put up with what shit? She ain't did shit. He did it all.
You don't know that now. You don't know that. She probably had a hand in some of that shit, too. But still, though, if a woman deals with a man for that long, you know niggas be doing some shit, man. This nigga had anything, bruh. Everybody got a price, bruh. So he can go get anybody.
They gotta figure out how to separate their $166 million real estate portfolio and their $130 million art collection. On top of
this nigga got 130 million just in art. Oh boy, that shit crazy, man. I pray that don't happen.
You
but
giving up her?
Are you giving up her?
They said that's the just and equitable result.
I can't. I don't know if I can, man. Like, same thing with Dr. Dre, bro. Like, even though it's a lower scale, but that shit, man. That shit fucked up. Especially if she leaving. It depends on who filed for divorce.
Who you think?
Why would she file for a divorce?
She tired of his shit. She probably tired of that shit, man. Be a gay man. Shit. That shit crazy.
And this can forever alter their net worth. It could bring his down.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so. You giving up half of your money. You not even nowhere near the richest man. But Jeff Bezos, he just did that shit too. He just got a divorce.
Well, he's still the richest.
Who?
Man. Jeff Bezos.
Who was that?
Amazon.
Oh.
He just did the same thing.
It was up here. She got.
That's what's wrong with y'all, Jeff niggas. Bezos? Y'all better be doing shit with y'all wives and shit.
Better be?
Because if not.
Nah, see.
They gonna hurt y'all. See, this y'all way, don't even fucking know.
Offshore accounts. And keep. Hey, fuck that shit, man.
You know he got it.
This what he did. He was doing shit with his wife. Now she taking half. Because they got businesses together.
Don't fuck us over and we won't do it.
What if he did?
She got $35 billion at the time of her divorce. Mackenzie Scott, which is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. So I don't think she got half.
That shit.
That's why crazy. I think this is going to be one of the most impactful billionaire separations in history if they do 50-50. Crazy.
Damn.
I don't think she got sick. That coronavirus going to get her.
Oof. They going to get up in that house sticking with that needle. Wipe her ass out of her sleep. She ain't gonna know. They go Fred Hampton her ass. They go get her ass up out of here real quick. Anything else you got, Taylor?
No.
You sure?
You got something else?
Yeah. Taylor drunk, y'all. She been drinking. Cinco de Mayo.
Today is Cinco de Mayo, y'all.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. I've been trying to sober up this whole time, but
let it out.
I you. Tried to get my Cinco de Mayo in.
Anybody want to curse out while you a little tipsy?
I want to cuss out DJ fucking ass because your ass be fucking talking shit all the fucking time. I just it ain't nobody. I don't got no bad heart with nobody.
You ain't got no bad blood, so it's nobody that you want to see wiped out. If you could kill one person and bring them back to life, who would it be?
It's multiple.
I just
Like, you get to whack their ass off the earth, but they come right back. Like, they don't even know you killed them either. They just dead, and then they just wake back up. They right in front of your face again.
I'm not saying it on camera.
I mean, you still thinking about doing the shit.
No, I'm just playing. It ain't nobody I want to see dead. Like, they ain't did that much to me for me to want to see them dead.
I agree, man. I don't think I got nobody.
Okay. So, I got a question. This is going to be the question of the day. The question I have is, how do people in America obtain wealth? That's a question for you, for Nadja, and Jordan. How do people in America obtain wealth? And I'm not saying being rich and having money. I'm saying wealth, like generational wealth. How do we obtain wealth?
You have to make the right investments at the right time.
You noticed because I said it yesterday.
No, I noticed because I've done research.
Okay.
Ain't nobody worrying about you and your answers. You have to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Own assets.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trade those assets and use them to benefit yourself and get more time.
Mm-hmm.
I basically think my plan of action will be trading and mm-hmm. investing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't take away, they can't take that from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, with you owning a house and cars and doing all that stuff, those are things that can be taken away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my look on it.
Nadja?
Around the same avenue, I think residual income is a big one too. Like things that, like you said, they can't take away from
multiple
you.
Incomes.
So, yeah, multiple incomes and residual income, which is like money being made when you're asleep. Like,
mm-hmm.
and you don't got to keep doing the same thing over and over again in order to be paid for it. You do it once and it continues to pay you for the rest of your life. So,
mm-hmm.
those type of things. And
mm-hmm.
like you said, investing in stocks, trading, all that stuff.
Jordan?
Owning, not renting.
Okay.
And no loans, make sure your credit score stays high. All these things play a part. Paying cash for shit really does help instead of trying to take out a 30-year mortgage or a car note, you know what I mean? Those type of things instead of just buying it out and getting it out the way because those things play a part in them trying to keep their hand in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last thing you want.
Okay. Well, I said this question because my granddad asked me this question, and he basically said that generational wealth, like inheritance and investments, are the two things that will keep America flowing. So I feel like what the whole generational wealth thing is, we have to make sure. Sorry. We have to make.
She tapped the fuck out of that. Fuck. What's
Can
up?
You stop? Hold on. Y'all gonna crop this out? Can you crop it out?
We'll see.
Okay, so generational wealth, passing things down from kid to kid, just creating wealth, because I feel like wealth is more than one person. Being rich is one person. A person being rich is one person. Like, if I'm rich, you're not rich.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm wealthy, everybody's wealthy around me because I'm passing it to every single person around me. So you want to strive to be wealthy in investments. Like, you want to invest in a lot of stuff because when you invest in stuff, you can pass that down to multiple people. So yeah, those are the two things to being wealthy in America is investments and generational wealth. Like making sure you continue to strive to make sure your family is wealthy. Like I want to be wealthy than rich. Like period. I don't want to be rich. Like I want to be wealthy. And that's what I want to be.
But what if you don't have a choice and you gotta take rich? Will you take it?
Yeah, but I'm going to make sure.
Turn that shit into wealth.
Yeah, it's going to turn into wealth. Like, I'm going to make sure I turn that shit. Oh, I'm going to be rich. I got all this money. I'm finna invest. You gotta, I'm finna start doing the things
to turn that. You gotta turn that rich into wealth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do have to be rich first.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You can't just go. You can't, because if you're trying to be wealthy and you're broke, you just giving away money. Now you're not raising up on the ladder. So
yeah,
I agree. You have to get rich first, then turn that into wealth.
Mm-hmm.
DJ ATL, follow me out on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, every platform you want to follow me on.
And my name is Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. And also, y'all better follow us on Instagram at The Real Atlanta Podcast. Uh-huh. Follow us on YouTube.
Anchor Breaker.
Google Podcast. Apple Podcast.
Spotify, SoundCloud. The views have been going up a lot. We get a lot of traction on Apple Podcast. We get a lot of traction on there. So please continue to listen, continue to follow, and just grow with us, man.
We appreciate y'all. We out.
Yep.